Blog Talk Radio.
Joan in the lost track of time. Coming on now.
Okay, I'm just checking on you.
Thank you. Love you. Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor to God. I do apologize for lost track of time. But in the meantime, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord for another blessed day that the Lord has made as we continue to rejoice and be glad in Him, because He is an awesome God, an on-time God, too, and a reminder through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. He is awesome and marvelous. Thank God again for you joining us on this blessed day that the Lord has made. And as we continue to glorify Him and magnify Him, we worship Him and adore Him. I can't give Him enough praise for who He is. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. I tell you, He said He's a teacher, a leader, and guide, and a comforter. So we bless the Lord for you. Thank God again. Even for the service last night, how the God blessed in a miraculous way for the word. Praise the Lord. And also for the power of prayer and the testimonies. And we will be back in God's presence again to glorify Him through the testimonies a little bit upcoming weeks. But in the meantime, we are grateful for tonight. And as we come in His presence tonight with thanksgiving, we glorify and magnify Your name. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for Jesus, our Father, that He has given us His Son. Glory to God. And He sacrificed His life, the ultimate sacrifice to redeem us back to the Father. Thank God that He has blessed us and chose us that we may be a part of the kingdom of God to do great and mighty things. And He is an awesome God, and He makes give us the choice. Even when He was on Calvary's cross, He said, "It's finished." So He made the provision for us to make the choice whether we'll live for Him or, glory to God, and make our home in heaven, or whether we're going to yield to this flesh and make hell our home. So the choice is ours. But we thank God, even amidst all these trials and tribulations, He gave us a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we thank You for the Holy Spirit as well. All for Him teaching, leading, and guiding. All for Him comforting us. Thank You for Your word. Oh, God, transforming us. Thank You for the mind set and the will to want to do Your will and to want to yield our vessels to You. Thank You for the help, glory to God, and the provisions that are being made for us. Thank You for those angels that are encamped about us. Thank You for the ministering angels. Thank You, Lord God, for giving us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Thank You that You gave every man a measure of faith. Oh, God, and the choices, hallelujah, that we can make to get things lined up with Your word. But You will give us those nudges and, glory to God, unction us. But as we listen, God, we can be able to stay on the right right path of righteousness. But even those that don't listen, You gave us here to be witnesses in the earth realm, to be able to speak into their lives and pray and seek Your face on their behalf. And it's their choices to make up their minds, yes, 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 or nay, and let it be. God, we bless You today. We thank You again for the anointing, glory to God, that's even on our lives. And thank God for the giftings and the talents. Thank You, Lord God, for blessing us with families and loved ones and our church family. Thank You for the prayer warriors and those that are praying all around the globe. Thank You for a special prayer for the Divine Connection prayer line, which You're doing in the midst of us, that You may get the glory through the power of prayer and faith and submission and obedience to You. God, we pray for those all around the globe where the Lord is blessing and using various ones in praying and seeking the face and preaching and teaching the word of God, that are transparent, that are genuine and real. God, that they can be able to be that light that others may be able to see, growing the Christ in their lives, the Jesus that is real, is still on the throne, still doing great and mighty and awesome, phenomenal things. He's still healing cancer. He's still, glory to God, delivered people from heart attacks and strokes. He's still, glory to God, delivered them out of death, even the death of sin and the death, glory to God, in the natural, raising them with no breath is been in the body, that You're still doing great and mighty things with great testimonies, going through tragedies, and you're turning around and making blessings out of it. God, we thank you so much for blessing those, glory to God, that are going through in their minds with dementia or, glory, out of just mental challenges. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying for those that are on drugs and, glory to God, and all kind of substance abuse that they're on, that the enemy has had them in captivity, that yokes are being destroyed. They're coming out of darkness into the marvelous light, even those that are in captivity just from sin, for whatever capacity. We thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you for the faith, glory to God, and the yokes being destroyed, because you wish that your desire is that none, glory to God, end up in hell, but they will turn to you in the name of Jesus. God, so we are praying like never before, glory to God, to be an awakening, even in the body of Christ, that we'll be on our post and not allow the cares of this life and the yielding to temptation and the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and of the pride of life, glory to God, all get so caught up on this desires that they miss out on the very blessed plan that you have for our life. Because you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, everything else will be added in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing and delivering those that have been grieved. Grieved not only for loved ones or friends or people, glory to God, that have gone on, but God, we're thanking you for comforting and encouraging their hearts and strengthening them, but also the grief of those that are out there struggling from floods and fires and tsunamis and all kinds of things going on, even these wars and being separated from their families, don't have food and clothing and shelter. Other ones are right here on our streets struggling every day because they have lost their homes because of the economy or their jobs or glory, whatever finances they had, glory to God, to try to make ends meet. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, you are a restorer. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. You said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. We are thanking you, Lord God. You have set them free even in their financial situation, even in the grief of sorrow, of healings that needed, or either things that they've lost and or either things that they've grieved through, various things, God. We are asking you, Lord God, to bless, touch, and strengthen. Open the eyes and ears of someone. Touch their hearts, glory to God, that can pour into. We thank you for provisions being made. And you use these hands. You use these feet. You use these bodies. You use these mouths of various ones, glory to God, all around the globe to be a helper one to another. And even the blessed plan that you have for the church to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying like never before. There will be an awakening to the truth concerning your word. We pray for our youth, God. We are praying for them to come into the knowledge of the truth. So many of them that are lost, there's some, glory, they're giving their lives and living their life and preaching and teaching the word, being a witness, all glory, standing up for Jesus. Oh, but it's so few of them. God, we are praying that you bless them, cover them, strengthen them. Oh, don't let them have a mindset to even go back. Even with the temptations, all of the seducing spirits that are out there and all the voices that were trying to course them to turn back. God bless them and cover, help us to be in our place, the position, glory to God, to be able to help encourage them and cultivate them and encourage them, glory to God, in the faith. But so many that don't know you in the part of their sins, and some that have known you, but that says we pray for our youth. We pray against the demonic forces that got them so caught up in so many voices that they can't hear your voice, drowning it out because of all the things that they've been enticed with and seduced with, glory to God, and those things that have pressured them and other ones, glory to God, that entrapped them and snared them. We rebuke, bind, and loose the hand of the enemy to take his hands off of their minds, off of their bodies, off their hearts. Oh, God, there's so many, glory to God, are bitter and angry and frustrated, being rejected and abandoned. We rebuke and bind those forces right now, even those, glory to God, that have been enticed to do things, glory to God, against their will. Some things have been forced on them. We come against the fear and the bullies in the name of Jesus, the suicide demons, the drug lords, and all kind of other seducing spirits that have caused them, glory to God, to be in things they did not desire to be in. Some may have been because they were curious. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of homosexuality that's out there trying to reduce them and recruit them in the name of Jesus. Oh, we rebuke you, Satan, and we bind you and loose you from your assignment in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off their minds in the name of Jesus, off their heart, and give them a heart and a desire, God, to want to know truth and to want to live for it. Live, glory to God, by it in the name of Jesus. Most of all for you, Jesus. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Open their ears that they can hear truth with all all the things that are being said, all the things in their eye gates and their ear gates, all the things that are causing their flesh to just be enticed, glory to God, to try to get them entrapped and snared in so many things. Oh, we rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy, all their lies and all the deception in the name of Jesus, the perpetrator. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, loose your hold. Oh, the enemy will put you in a good mood to go to hell. Don't matter who you are. Oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, so, God, we're thanking you for their healing. We're thanking you for the encouragement. Thank you for the strength. Have thanking you, glory to God, that you turn it around. Let them know they can live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Let them know they don't have to feel like they're hopeless and helpless and nowhere to go and no way out but to take their lives or just to, glory to God, take somebody else's life or just to be out there in the streets or either just doing whatever appease the flesh. We rebuke and bind those lies in the name of Jesus. We come against those that have been rejected and over to God and have been abandoned. Oh, now they're so bitter. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying that love will saturate their hearts. Send people in their pathway, God, to speak truth and speak life. Open their ears so they can be able to hear it and receive it. In the name of Jesus, comfort and encourage them. Oh, some may have been abandoned as child. Some may have been abandoned, glory to God, in relationships. Some may be abandoned by friendships or rejected by friends. Some may have been going through in schools the same way or their instructors have been that tyrant, glory to God, that predator that played on them in one way or another, or sometimes it even been in the church house for some of the people that really hadn't given their lives to the Lord sincerely and had a seducing spirit, or that spirit of lust. And that spirit, glory to God, was all they wanted to do was take advantage of their youth in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray conviction on their hearts. Oh, the predator, oh, God, that you deal with them and chastise them. And I pray, God, that you have blessed those that have been wounded through these various things. Even some, glory to God, incest and rape. Oh, God, heal, God. Oh, send help in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying that there will be a place they can restore back to what love really is and to find out what love really is, the true love of Jesus Christ, the true love, glory to God, that parents ought to have for their children, true love that husbands and wives ought to have, glory to God, for one another, true love that friends ought to have one for another, true love, glory to God, as the way that our teachers and the instructors ought to have, glory to God, for their students and caring and concern and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless. Oh, most of all, for the love of Jesus to come into their hearts, to heal of all those wounds and everything that have gone through and going through. God, a lot of us have been through so we can go through. Help us to be that wounded healer. Like you told Peter, that the enemy came to sift them as wheat, but I came that you may have life. And well, we'll say that to all of us. He told them that the enemy came to sift them as wheat, but he was praying that his faith fail us not. Oh, glory to God. But when you have been, glory to God, glory, I converted, then you strengthen your brother. Help us to know that this we done came through and been overcome as triumphant and victorious in God. No matter how long it took or what it was, we're to be that light and be that, glory, encouragement and be that one that can help others, glory to God, to come into the truth to know who our God is, who our Savior is, and that he is a deliverer or he is a comforter. He will turn things around and make good in the name of Jesus. He will work it for the good in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we're praying for those that are in the body of Christ that have been wounded. Hallelujah. Still haven't been able to release that pain. Some of it from childhood that they buried, and every once in a while they come out of the closet like a Jesus. Sometimes the attitudes don't be right. Sometimes, glory to God, they get, when they have a one of those relapse, they turn back around and have one of those moments, glory to God, where anything in their pathway, glory to God, get bitten in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying like never before, that they would totally release those things so they won't have that meltdown in the name of Jesus. They won't have to have one of those times and so forth, a trigger moment. This triggered something from one of my past. This triggered this from how this treated me. This triggered from when I was a child. This triggered how these pastors treated me. This triggered me how I had a good friend and now they don't betray me. Jesus, I've been through everything we could ever imagine. Hallelujah. All that pain in just a matter of days. Everything that he took on that we done been through, glory to God, even through his time here on the earth, in the name of Jesus, and sent us back a comforter. Oh, sent us back, Lord God, an encourager. Sent us back his word and his promises. Help us, Lord God. And he sent us to be a helper one to another, bearing one another's burdens. Oh, strong bearing the fervent week, once a week coming through to encourage and to pray. God, help us to know that God wants the best for us in the name of Jesus. But we got to be willing to yield and give it to him. He already knows what it is. So we ask the Lord God to bless, help us to watch our mouth, put a watch over our mouth, and help us to be able to build ourselves up in the word and in his promises and in his truth in the name of Jesus. So even when the enemy comes in like a flood, you can raise up a standard in the name of Jesus, and that we can take authority and bind and loose, and that we'll be willing, go out to accept when God is blessed and sending a word through somebody that don't have no ulterior motive. Don't glory to God, but just a see the power of God in operation in their lives, that they can be able to receive and be able to grow thereby. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, help us. Don't be doing anything, glory to God, for vain glory. And help us not to be devouring our brothers and sisters. That's just sitting up like somebody eating their own flesh up, beating on their own flesh. Oh, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to help us to be aware that we're coming against the foul spirit of the devil. Hallelujah, whoever the devil is using, not the flesh, but that spirit, that's it rising up in them to come against us. Oh, because so many times we get so caught up in the person that we don't recognize the spirit behind it. But the more we grow in Christ in grace, the more and more we take on his word, the more we recognize and write it about his word, the more we seek his faith, the more we stand strong on his word with faith, the more and more we're going to be strong in the Lord, and some of this stuff will be like water rolling up a duck back. Oh, it's you again. Oh, okay then. Taking authority, binding and loosing. In the name of Jesus, we will not be a perpetrator of the fraud. Oh, God, I thank you so much for your love. Oh, let your ministering angels, oh, glory, hallelujah, be encamped about us. Oh, glory, your angels be encamped about us. Your ministering angels go to their posts. Oh, for those that are in need right now and going through, those that are grieving, we pray for our sister, Bird, glory to God, as she's standing, glory to God, in the gap with her sister, and we pray for the family, even in the midst of what they're going through. We pray for our Mother Alexander and Mother Willett, glory to God, for their friends of that will love dears to them, glory to God, that you're blessing that time of grief for those families. Thank you, Lord God, that you don't, they're not bound, but even just the comfort of the people that they know, and glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we celebrate those that are going on to glory, and help those, glory to God, those ones that are left behind that don't know you're the part of their sins, and even the ones that do know that they'll stand fast and don't turn back in all of our lives, and somewhere or another. Oh, God, many others that have been on the phone, and these are things that are just recent, but many of, glory to God, with families and other ones that have gone on. We thank you for the strength, the courage, and the encouragement, how you brought us through, bringing us through, and helping us to stand to even encourage somebody else. We're thanking you, Lord God, for even blessing those right now, hallelujah, that are going through in their finances, going through in their homes, and going through about the loose of things. God, bless and touch right now. So many things going on around us, and some things might be going on among us, but we don't even know. But God, keep proving itself over and over and over again. I thank you for these prayer warriors. I thank you for what you're doing in them. I thank you, Lord God, for their families. We pray for Pastor Burton. We pray you continue to touch that body, or that knee that she didn't have that surgery with. We pray that inflexibility come there, and we're praying divine healing. No matter how long the devil is alive, that shoulder and that hand is going to come in line with God's word. But thank you for her determination that is not going to stop her from doing what God called her to do, preach, teach, and build up that house of God over there. We're praying, glory to God, that you continue to bless our prophet on the line. God, we're praying that you will bless every one of these women, and even the young man too as well. We're thanking you, Lord God, for their desire to fulfill your will. Thank you, Lord God, for just being who you are. Thank you for their pastors and leaders, the ones that are being transparent, teaching the truth and walking the truth. We pray for Teresa right now. We pray for her family. We pray, God, you touch her, strengthen her. Thank you for the miracle with that, glory, and with her kidney and what you did even with that thyroid. Thank you, Lord God, for encouraging her heart even right now. Whatever might be on her mind, and her, help her to continue to stand. Pray, glory, for all of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, our seed. Oh, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus for our president. Oh, for the one, glory to God, that's in office now and the vice president. Strengthen them, encourage them, give them what they need as they continue, hallelujah, in the leadership of this country. Let them, glory to God, go into a place like never before, even in seeking out your face, and praying, glory to God, for those that are spiritual. spiritually, glory, of the word of God and the anointing and living a life accordingly. As they bring forth a word to them, God help them to be able to see. I pray and thank you for wise counsel. Even of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for what's going on even in this presidency now. God, we know you have the answer, but you told us to pray without ceasing. Ah, God, we are praying to seek your face so we will not be, glory to God, sidetracked by what's going on out there in the media here and there, but standing on your word and believing you by faith that you got this and this, glory to God, covered under the blood. But you told us to pray, so Lord, let us not take nothing for granted, because the tricks and the snares and the plots and the plans of the enemy, we're praying that it be eradicated, because you know the heart of every man, and you know what this country needs, and you know what we've already been through. So we're just standing on your word, praying, glory to God, even for our families and loved ones. You know what we're going through with different ones of our loved ones and family, glory to God, in whatever capacity. God, we ask you to intervene. Have your way, and we are praying, glory to God, that you will manifest yourself even more like never before. We pray, glory to God, for Imani searching for a new stable job. God, we just believe it, no matter what it looks like, and even the one that she just missed. God, no matter what, you got an appointed time for everything, and we believe it is going to manifest soon. And we are thanking you for all their families and loved ones. And we are praying, glory to God, that you continue to keep us, and we pray for some debt cancellation, much needed in some of our lives, in the name of Jesus. We know some have an overflow and some have a cushion, hallelujah, but others that don't, and sometimes because of the financial situation, they can't even keep, glory to God, to even try to have, glory to God, a nest egg, because everything takes out. Because think about the people that's in the street. Think about the ones that try to hold on to their jobs now, hold on to whatever dollars they can that have for their families. And it's not that they splurge, and some may have, but it's a lot of people have done all they know to do. But God, we are praying for that miracle, for you to blow on it and glory to God, breathe on it in the name of Jesus, cause increase to come. We call forth the angels, hallelujah, sit down from the east and west and north and south, even to bring it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for some manifestation of some harvest we believe in that was prophesied to come to pass. What your word is already said that is yet to come. So we thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory. And as we delight ourselves in you, you said you'll give us desires of our heart. And you said if we walk upright before you, you'll hold no good thing from us. We pray for our leaders everywhere. We pray, glory, that they get serious about this kingdom business, about leading your people and standing firm on what God's word says and carrying out the assignment that you've given them and denying their flesh. We are praying right now for some, glory to God, that's turned away, that they'll turn back to you in the name of praying for against some of the lies the enemy told, and not some of the, not the lies, but other things, were just because I wanted to do it. I did it. Just caused some repentance and conviction that they would come back into alignment with your word. And help us not to be so busy bashing one another, devouring one another, sowing discord because we heard this and saw that. But let us cover one another in prayer and bind the hands of the enemy and loose it from its assignment, not condoning any wrong, but doing what God has called us to do. So we love you today. We appreciate it. Glory to God, that we will speak life, hallelujah, and blessing. And glory, I'm not to be in the land, glory to God, of glory to God, of destruction because of sin, because we didn't yield to obedience to what you said. God, Deuteronomy 28 told us, we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You said when the enemy comes in one way, you're causing a free service. You said you'll prepare a table in the presence of our enemy. Help us to know you got this. So whatever situation, help us not to retaliate and do our own thing, because the wrath of man does not work in righteousness of God. You help us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. God, we thank you for your blessings and your protection and your shield and your blood covering. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for keeping us every day and night. Thank you for our right mind. We pray for long-term and short-term memory. We are thanking you right now that the enemy is a defeated foe. Oh, we come against fear and fretfulness right now. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind up even the setup and the trap of the enemy for even destruction right now, for incidents, accidents, mishaps, chaos and confusion, sickness and disease, whatever trap you fighting right now, and COVID and whatever else, untimely death, we bind you and loose you from your assignment and go back to the dry place in which you came, and we loose God's joy, peace, strength, and encouragement in the name of Jesus. Wisdom, hallelujah, to do the will of the Lord. Wisdom, glory to God, to carry out whatever assignment you're given. Wisdom, glory to God, hallelujah, crying out in the streets. Help us to hear and seek the face of you, glory to God, and let wisdom lead us by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We love you today. We appreciate you. We glorify you, and we thank you for all your great and mighty acts. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Hallelujah, every day, the peace of God, the rest, hallelujah, to learn to rest in you and to trust you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We call back peace, joy, strength, courage, encouragement, glory to God, and wisdom. And thank you, Lord God, power of the anointing to submit and obey what thus said the Lord. In Jesus' name, praise God. We'll start out tonight, praise to God, because the first number I see up here is Mother Willette. We're going to go with, praise the Lord, Mother Willette. Trying to see if Pastor Bird is on here tonight. I don't see it right now, so we're going to be Mother Willette. Praise God. Let's just try to praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, Pastor Sims. Right now, for prayer warriors to pray, and the other ones are yes. So we'll do it in that order. Amen. At this time, we see Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We truly give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for another day's journey, and thank it and praise God. Hallelujah for yet. Hallelujah. Sustaining us, preserving us, keeping us. Hallelujah, and we just worship the Lord on this evening. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence as humble as we know how, thanking you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being so good. You allowed us to come, Lord God, and wake up, Lord God, of sound mind, which strengthen our bodies and able to do the things that we need to do, so we give you praise. And, Lord God, we just honor you this evening because you're so good. We thank you that you love us so much. Thank you, Lord God, that theme, love, grace, and mercy. Glory be to God. I just thank you for it because you love us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We can make it because, hallelujah, of your great mercy toward us. Hallelujah, and your grace. Hallelujah. Had it not been for your grace, oh, Lord God, we would be, like I say quite often, on a ship up a creek without a paddle. Have mercy. Father, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're concerned and you see every situation. Nothing has caught you by surprise. You are aware of all that we go through, Lord God. And I thank you, hallelujah, for the power of your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, that you yet love us so much that you gave your life so that we can live the fullness of life. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus, for yet sitting at the right hand of Father, making intercession for us. And I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will help us to pray. For truly, you tell us men ought always pray, but sometimes we don't know. There's so much going on. Sometimes we don't know all that we need to pray for. So I ask your Holy Spirit to govern our prayers, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. You said to enter your gates with thanksgiving, and I give you thanks and praise and glory, and your courts with praise. So I say hallelujah to the great I am, hallelujah, Yeshua, Jehovah God, hallelujah, El Elyon, our creator, our sustainer, our preserver, the rock, hallelujah. Glory be to God, our Father God, which art in heaven. I appreciate you, Lord God. I love you, Lord. And, Lord, it seems like just saying I love you is just not enough. I just thank you that you love us, hallelujah, and you demonstrated it so well when you allowed Jesus to give his life so that we can live. So I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the prayers of my sister, Minister BJ, praise God. I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her to yet be on the wall. Glory be to God, to yet open up the prayer line that we might come to meet with you. Not to just say words, Lord God, but we come to meet with you, to intercede on behalf of ourselves as well as others, Lord God. And we also pray for people all over the world, praying for our families, our loved ones, Lord God, those that are bereaved, those that are going through. Oh, God, hallelujah. And if I may, praise God, hallelujah, I'm reminded of what it says in Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 5. When you read it, you'll see that sometimes things, tribulations and come so that we can persevere. Persevere, come. All of these different things produce things. It produce things in our lives, Lord God, and sometimes they're things that we need. We know, Lord God, if trouble, hallelujah, the songwriter said trouble don't last always, and I agree with that song, hallelujah. It don't last always, and as the scripture says, praise God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. If you know Jesus, that is true. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. So we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for all those that have been lifted up. Minister BJ lifted so many, I can't even remember all of the ones, the names and the situations and circumstances of those that she lifted up. But I know one thing, I touch and agree with her because, Father, you said that if two or three touch and agree on asking anything here down here on earth, Lord God, you're going to be in the midst and you will make sure that it come to pass. Glory be to God. So we're touching and agreeing with the prayers that have already been prayed, and we pray, hallelujah, with faith, hallelujah, that you're able to do much more than what we ask or think. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord God, when you answer prayer. I was listening to a study just recently that the preacher say sometimes when God answers prayers, he says no. And sometimes when he answers prayers, he said, wait, because you're not ready yet. You're not in a position to be ready for the answer. And then sometimes he says, the last one is go. And one is, there was another one in there, and I don't have it right there in front of me, but I'll remember it perhaps if the Holy Spirit remind me of it. But praise God, and I thank it, praise God. God knows every situation, and he's so good. He's so merciful that sometimes he even go ahead and answer us a prayer, because when we pray the sincere prayer, trusting that God is going to bring it to pass, even though God knows it's not good for us, he will allow it so that we have to learn one way or the other. We're going to get something from it, praise God. So I thank you, Father. I ask you, Lord God, for mercy this evening. I ask you, Lord God, I know that sometimes we may think things that we ought not think about, Lord God. If some things cross our mind, if you sit there and entertain some of it, if it's not the Word of God, if it's not spiritual from the Father, then we don't need to entertain it. If the devil, you driving down the road and the devil say you ought to kill yourself, run off the bridge, you tell the devil to kill himself. Kill yourself, devil, in Jesus' name, and get out of my head. And don't entertain some things we don't need to entertain. So I ask you, Father, forgive us for any sins, Lord God, anything that we may have, idle words, we ask you to forgive us for those. If we have unforgiveness in our heart, we ask you to forgive us for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If we may have spoke abruptly to someone, we ask you to, Lord God, help us to remind ourselves that our tongue is like a, it can be like a wildfire, and we need to guard what comes out of our mouth, Lord God, and I need to place a guard over my mouth so I speak words that build people up and not tear them down. Speak words that bring about edification, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. So I ask you, Lord God, for mercy and grace on this evening, and I thank you for the forgiveness of sins. You said if we confess our faults, you're a faithful God and a just God, and forgive us for all of our sins. So I thank you, Lord God. It might have been, I may have eaten some stuff I should not have eaten. Forgive me for that. I need to do better at that, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for those that can't do for themselves. They may be paraplegic. They may be homebound. They may be in a nursing home, a psychiatric facility. They may be on the in the assisted living areas, Lord God. They may be in the Lord God, prisons, wherever they might be, Lord God, there are people that stand in need of caretakers and helpers, Lord God. So we pray for the health care and medical staff in Christ Jesus, and we pray that people will realize it's time to hold yourself accountable for treating people right and doing right by people. Just because someone's not watching you or standing over you doesn't mean you need to treat people any kind of way. It's time to be kind to everybody as though you treating this person as though that they are royalty, because if you're a child of God, you are royalty. We're members of a royal priesthood. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. And we got to do better at how we show love, Lord God, and not just talk it, but, Lord God, let it be on the inside. Let that agape love, Lord God, begin to, Lord God, be seen, Lord God, in the life and how we treat other people in Christ Jesus' name. So we pray for people everywhere. We lift up our families, I touch and agree, not just for our children, but, Lord God, for every person that's represented on this line, every member of the body of Christ. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters, Lord God, and their families, realizing, Lord God, somebody need to know that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. And it's time, hallelujah, it's time to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. It's time to surrender our lives. The Bible says, hallelujah, we should resist the enemy. First of all, submit our lives to the Lord. And then when the enemy come with this garbage, resist the enemy. And he'll flee, glory be to God. You just do what God say. And get in obedience with what he say, praise God, and watch and see. God's word will do what he says. Glory be to God. He said his word will not come back void. It accomplished where he sent it. What he tell it to do, it will take place. Glory be to God. He said, hallelujah, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. Now, what are you talking about? What you will? Well, when you go to 1 John 5th chapter, when we pray, we know that God hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the petitions, Lord God, that we ask for. When we ask, hallelujah, in faith and with expectation and in accordance with the word of God. If he said you shall live and not die, when they give you a diagnosis of death, you say, Lord, I sure do thank you that you already told me that I am healed. According to 1 Peter 2:24, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, praise God, verse 4 and 5. Psalm 30 and verse 2, where you cried out to the Lord and he healed me. That was what the testimony of the brother on Sunday, praise God. He had Psalm 30 and verse 2. I've been saying it so much, and I thank and praise God for it. Psalms 107, verse 20, where he sent his word and healed. So if God's word said, praise God, we can receive it by faith and let God's word do what it says in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. I heard the preacher say there's a time and a season, a purpose for everything under the sun. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it's going to be some times where everything is not going to be beautiful. And it seems like it's more times where a whole lot of things are not so beautiful. But if we open up our eyes and look out and see the sunshine, it's a beautiful day in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You may still feel some aches and pains, but plead the blood of Jesus and look here, wrap up your knee and keep moving in the name of Jesus. Don't just sit down and stop. Hello, somebody. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, and I pray special prayer for, like I said, those that are, Lord God, need help in taking care of themselves, and I pray strength for the caretakers. I pray for those who have trouble, backaches or joint problems, Lord God. I pray for those who've got a negative diagnosis. I pray that they'll stand firmly on the power of your word, that with your stripes we are the healed. Yes, glory be to God. You've already given us a solution for the situation. You said in Mark 11, praise God, to have faith in God and then speak to that mountain. The mountain is the situation that you're facing, and say, uproot yourself and be cast out. So we pray, Father God, these people that have been battling these addictions and these strongholds, we pray that these spirits of afflictions and addictions and strongholds is uprooted from their life, loose from their lives, and cast back to the pit in Christ Jesus' name, and be bound there until Jesus come and pronounce the sentence for that spirit of affliction and addiction and strongholds in Christ Jesus' name. But I pray, Father God, against these demons of, Lord God, disobedience and demons of rebelliousness in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, hallelujah, that the power of your Holy Spirit will speak to that person that is just being that no to do right and just choosing not to. Heard what the preacher, heard what the parents tried to teach them, and yet it's rebelling. The blood of Jesus against the demon of rebellion. And we bind up that demon of rebellion in Christ Jesus' name and send him back to the pit from which he come in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you've taught us, Lord God, that if we don't like something according to Mark 11, praise God, 22 through 24, we can say something about it, because whatever we say, believing that we receive, we shall have it. Glory be to God. I preached a sermon. You can have what you say. I wrote a paper in school on that. Yes, you can. Based off Mark 11, praise God, 22 through 24. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray, hallelujah, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are suffering. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, as I do pray from time to time, hallelujah, Father, that you will give us liberty and freedom from sin, from the sickness and diseases, from all of this, Lord God. And I know it's a season where the pollen is out, so we say give us liberty and freedom from those people that have been suffering for a long time from these allergies. We pray that, God, that you deliver them, for Lord God, Jesus has already paid the price so that we can be set free from it. In Jesus' name, and I agree with that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask. So I thank you for it, Father, and I touch and agree with what you say. Glory be to God. Your word is going to stand when everything else passes away. Your word will still be standing, so it's a good investment. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray for liberty and freedom, Lord God, from these addictions and strongholds, these spirits that's tormenting people, keeping their mind tangled up, twisted up. We plead the blood of Jesus against this bipolar, schizophrenic, Alzheimer's, dementia, in Christ Jesus' name, any mind disorders. We pray for a good, sound mind. And if we get in the word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, if we begin to think on those things that's of a good report, think on what the word of God says, hallelujah, glory be to God. And Jesus, hallelujah, set us free from all that stuff that the enemy is trying to bring to our mind. You got to put some good stuff on the inside, the word of God on the inside, so that you won't have to be so tangled up with all this stuff that the enemy is trying to defeat you with and keep you in bondage with. The blood of Jesus. Jesus came to set the captive free. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God. We pray, oh God, against, Lord God, that demon of immorality. And we, Lord God, command him to get up out of people's lives and get back to the pit and be bound there in Jesus' name. We speak and declare and decree it. In Jesus' name, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our children, those in school, those that may be, Lord God, not even in school yet. We pray for the babies, the innocent one, and keep them away from the evil and wicked one. We plead the blood of Jesus against these people that are touching babies and doing stuff that they don't have no right to do. Oh God, I thank you, you didn't put me in charge of capital punishment. Because they would pay dearly if I had something to do with it, Lord God. But I pray that you expose these thieves, crooks, and robbers, I'm going to call them like that, Lord God, because that's a heinous crime. And I pray, Lord God, that you expose them, those that are selling drugs and keeping people, Lord God, hooked on stuff that they, Lord God, it thought that was just going to be a party. The devil is a liar. Leave that stuff alone in the name of Jesus. We pray that people are loose from all of these bondages of addictions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying that people, Lord God, desire to come to you in Jesus' name. As we said on the other evening, what does the God want you to do to ask the people, do you know that you're going to go to heaven when you die? And I thank you, Father, for even today. I had the opportunity to see somebody. It looked like they stayed in the car a long time, but I waited right there so I can give them a little tract that says, Do you know you're going to go to heaven when you die? Glory be to God. So I thank you for that opportunity. I pray that that person is thinking about it. The Holy Spirit, make them, if they're not certain that they're going to go to heaven, wake them up, Holy Spirit, and help them to, look here, get that straight in their mind right now. No sense in waiting till tomorrow, but get it straight today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for families. We pray for those that are traveling. It's a time where a lot of people are traveling. We pray for their safety, Father God. We pray for mercy. We pray for those, Lord God, have appointments and situations, Lord God, where they have to go see the doctor. And some people, the doctor may have given them a diagnosis. And, Lord God, help them to realize that, take that to the Lord and ask God, how do I handle this? Should I take that medicine or should I just not take it? Well, if the doctor tell you need to take something, well, wake up, my son said, my friend, he said she's a gangster because she heard the doctor say she needed a heart transplant and she chose not to do it. So he called her a gangster. Well, she decided to go the way that she was led to go, and you can't fight somebody over that. Praise God. Everybody has to be persuaded in their own mind. Father, help us to be persuaded by what you tell us. Give us a, Lord God, hallelujah, the fullness of your Holy Spirit, and help us to have an ear to listen to what the Holy Spirit tell us every single day in Jesus' name. We praise you this evening, Father. We thank you. We pray for our young people. I pray for those, Lord God, that may be suffering with circulation disorder, may have a blood clot. We pray right now that blood clots dissolve. We pray for no aneurysms. That's right, no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes. We pray, God, no cancerous growths in our bodies in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus. You said we can have what we say. That's what we're praying. No cancerous growths, Lord God. No organ failure in Christ Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, help us, Lord God. If you give us strength in our body, Holy Spirit, give us the strength that we can move and not just sit down. I need to do better at that, not sit down all day in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the power of your word. I pray for the body of Christ, the leadership in the body of Christ, those who are yet on the wall, continuing, Lord God, to teach the Bible, Lord God, and help people to get as much out of the word of God as possible. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we depend on you to give us good understanding and help us to study. Not just read a scripture here or there, but to study the word of God. And Holy Spirit, you give us what we need to know, hallelujah, about that word, and help us to impart. As you impart to us, help us to impart to others in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Father God, for every person on this line. We lift up Pastor BJ and Prophet Bird and her family. Bless her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Sims and, Lord God, Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick and her family, all of our families, Brother Black, Lord God, Pastor, I think it may have said Pastor Sims, pray for Apostle Burton in the name of Jesus, praying for Sister Laura and Sister Rachel in Christ Jesus' name, praying for Sister Brenda, Lord God, I can't remember all of their names, but God, you know them, and I pray, Lord God, whatever they have on their prayer list to you, that, God, you answer it in the name of Jesus and meet that need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I pray, Father, that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, so much darkness, Lord. But I thank you that through Christ Jesus, we're not going to be, Lord God, unaware of what's going on, but we thank you that you're going to protect us just like you protected your people, Lord God, from the Egyptians, Lord God. You are yet protecting. You're yet meeting our needs and making sure we have what we need to live on this earth until it's our time to transition to be with you. And we thank you for the fullness of life in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God, to be light and salt day by day so that others will be pointed to you in Christ Jesus. Touch those conditions in the back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you just bless your people. We pray for those, Lord God, that haven't heard someone, and we pray that we're going to do better once we get a appropriate telephone number to call people and check on them and say, how you doing today? Just how are you? Don't just say it out of just GP, but find out how people are doing. And we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season. We pray favor, grace, mercy, and blessings on your people and their families in the name of Jesus. Remember the persecuted Christians. Remember the nation of Israel. Remember the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for, Father God. We pray for our leaders in this country, in this nation, Lord God, all over the world. People need wise counsel, and we pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray that America will turn back to trusting in the true and living God. Jesus, have mercy on us. Forgive us for our sins and help us to do your good will. We love you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I was saying, Father, if you would nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of everything that try to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, plan for all of our lives. We honor you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We pray your mighty warring angel, Lord God, will stay back that enemy. And, Lord God, we cancel whatever assignment the enemy was trying to plot to get someone harmed. We cancel that assignment by the authority of the living God. And we praise you that you give us a right to say something like that. And it is so in Jesus' name. We praise you now. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 113 tell us, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you this day, Lord. Thank you for waking up this morning in a sound mind, Lord God, and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of nowhere for some of us that is in situation, Lord God. Don't have nowhere to lay your head, nothing. But we know, Lord God, that you see it all and you always open a door. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our brothers and sisters in Christ, keeping them from danger, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us all, Heavenly Father, for you are the God that hears everything. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. You see it all and you know it all. So, Lord, we come before you, Lord, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, Lord. Those overseas, those here that going through situation, Lord God. But we know that you're a God that answers prayer. And we know that you gave us the power and the authority to bind the works of the enemy. So, Lord, we come against that false spirit, Lord God, that deny, come against your people, trying to bring them down, Lord, to the lowest part. But we know that your word tells us, Lord God, if we pray. So we know prayer is the key for everything. Help us to know to stand consistently when we pray and believe by faith that your word is coming true. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord, taking care of them, Lord God. The fatherless sons, oh God, keep a hedge around them, Father God. Strengthen them through storms, Lord God, that they will always stand faithful in the name of Jesus. We pray for our grand and old great grands, Lord God. Father God, you see the heart of everyone. And Lord God, I know that your word says, if we pray. So we pray for grandchildren, not just ours alone, but all grandchildren, touching in agreement with grandmothers that crying out for mercy on the grandsons and granddaughters, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord God. Help them to stand strong and to call on the name of Jesus, because your name is the only name that have the authority and the dominion for us to stand on, Lord God. Claim the victory is ours because you already gave us the victory, Lord God. You said in the word, Heavenly Father, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You gave us peace, joy, mercy. You gave us all these things. Help us to stand faithful and claim what is ours, Lord God, without moving and without stumbling. Claim what is ours, because you pay a price for it, Heavenly. You pay a price for it. And you tell us, Lord, if we pray, you tell us in your word, Father God, whatever we bind and hurt is a bind in heaven. So we know, Lord God, that you don't want us to suffer for nothing. But help us to stand faithful on your word, Lord God, and to stand faithful when we open our mouth. Know who we are when we open our mouth and call on the name of Jesus, knowing that the authority and dominion was already given to us. Help us, Heavenly Father, to take it and go straight. Don't let the enemy have no authority that was given to us. So, Lord, we bind up this foul spirit that come against the body, Lord God. We bind up the spirit of disease, Lord God, because your word tells us, Lord God, whatever we bind. So we bind up this foul spirit of disease that attack the body, aches, pain, sickness, that all these things just fly up, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to go back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name. For you gave us faith to stand, Lord God. Regardless what the situation look like, help us, Lord. Help us to stand and remember that you already paid the price. You paid the price on the cross for us, Heavenly. Your word tell us, Lord Jesus, that by your stripe, we were healed, Lord God. You didn't say we are going to heal. You said it's already done in the name of Jesus. Help us to use that faith, Lord God, and stand faithful, because the enemy should not have authority over our body. So, Lord, help us to pray and stand faithful, regardless what it looks like. Stand faithful on your word, knowing that you already paid the price for us. So we bind these works of the enemy that come against us, high blood pressure, high situation at your highs. But, Lord, you already tell us, Lord, by your stripe we are healed. So, Lord, let us stand faithful and claim the victory regardless what we see come against the body. Claim the victory is ours. Claim the victory is ours, because Christ already paid the price for us. And, Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your mercy and grace that is in our life, Lord God, because you gave us those things. You gave us mercy. You gave us grace. Help us to know how to stand faithful and to claim it, Lord God. Don't let the enemy have no authority over what we know belongs to us. And Lord God, help us to stand faithful, regardless what coming against us. Stand faithful, knowing that your word will never void. Your promises stand forever, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the body of Christ, Lord God. You see the attack come on the body of Christ. But Lord, we binding up that foul spirit that come against the body of Christ, Lord. We send it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We know, Lord God, that your word tell us, Lord, to pray. So we know prayer is the key for everything. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and fight that good fight of faith. Through the storm, still stand and fight, because we know we're not alone. You is with us through everything. You is with us. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for being so good to us, Lord God. Continue to bless our sons and daughters, Lord God. Continue to let them know, Lord, that they're never alone, because you is there with them, Lord God. Regardless what the enemy tried to come against them with, we stand on the promises of the living God. We praise his holy name, because we know he's worthy to be praised. And Lord, we give you glory, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our, continue to let our keep on moving on in the name of Jesus. And Lord, grant our desire for heart, Lord God. Because Lord, you said that you will give us the desire for our heart. And Lord, I know you do, Heavenly Father, and I believe it, Lord. And I know you's no respecter of person, Heavenly Father. You do it for one of your daughter, you'll do it for another. That's your promise to us, Lord God. You no respecter of person. You're not treating one better than the other. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy in our life, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the president. Continue to strengthen him, Lord God. And the vice president, Lord. Lord, let your will be done in this situation here, Lord God. Because, Father, it's only you know the end. And we're thanking you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. Continue to strengthen each and every one of my sisters and brothers on the prayer line, Lord God. Whatever the need is, Lord, I know it's already been met because your promise is said, Lord, all needs have been met. So we claim in victory, Lord God. We claim debt cancellation, Lord God. We claim finance blessing abundantly, Lord God, because I know, Father God, you answer prayer. And I know your word said ask. But we got to believe when we ask and expect it. It shall come to us because God do not fail us. His promises is real. Whatever is going on, we know, God said, pray for one another. So all we have to do is stand faithful on his word and pray. Pray and use the wisdom that he gave us. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for how good you've been to us, our Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus' name we give you glory, we give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for answering prayers, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting us a heart desire, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us in joy and peace, Lord. Even through the storm, Lord God, you keep us through the joy. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord God, know who you are in our life, and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for all the prayer warriors tonight. Thank God for Pastor Hubbard. Thank God for Mother Alexander has just prayed. I thank God for that prayer and Minister Willett and anybody, the rest of them that may come behind me. I pray that God will continue to strengthen us and keep us. Ask the Lord right now, God, that you'll forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. I realize, Heavenly Father, God, if it had not been for you, I don't know where I'd be today. As my mind wander and go back on the other week, I thank you, Lord God, for on last Monday that God did bring me through, realizing it was nothing so great or good I've done, but it was his grace and mercy that he saw that I was his child when the enemy tried to take me out. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. Father God, I just come in tonight, Lord, just honor you, Lord God, for all that you are and all that you're doing, God, because you are good, God. You are God that sits high and look low, and you see what we need before we even ask. You already got it already in the plan. You said in your word, God, for us to look to you, look to the hills coming our help, knowing that all our help comes from you tonight. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the strength that you give us. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that's still running warm in our veins, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have made a way when we don't know how the way going to be made, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for just taking us through our trials and our tribulation, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for letting us know, God, that you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You say you'll be with us to the very end. So, God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. You said you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from all their destruction. And, Lord God, we thank you for that word. We know that word is what's going to help us to stand. We know that word is going to help us to go forward and to be able to go through the things that we are desired to go through. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for people everywhere, God, because there's so much is happening, so much is going on. But we know, God, that you see and you know it all, God, and you know what we need before we even ask you, Father. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those that don't have the food in their home and maybe those that don't have a job to go to on today. God, we ask you to look on them right now, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, will look down on your young people, Father God, that you will touch their heart in their mind, and God, that you will lead them and guide them in the way, in the right way to go, Father. knowing God, there's so much is going on with young people today, God. But we know, God, that you is a God that's able, Lord God, to let them know, Heavenly Father, that there is a better way out here than the way that they go at times. And that if they would just only trust and listen, if they would just only listen. But, God, you know how to put them in that place, Lord God, that they can listen. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will intervene in your people's lives, and not only young people, but older people too, Lord. Help us all, because we all are standing in the need right now, Lord God. We all need you in a day and time like this, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the mind. We ask you to touch all our mind, and keep our mind that when these things come in our thought, Lord God, that we will learn how to, like second, I think it was second or first Corinthians, the 10th chapter, about the 5th verse, if I'm not mistaken, the word of God said, cast down those imagination when these things come in our heart and our mind. So help us, Lord God, to learn how to cast down these imaginations when these things come in our thought life. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we realize, Heavenly Father, it's all about looking to you. It's all about calling on your name. It's all about asking you to help us when we don't know how and we don't know what to do. When we don't know how to walk this journey, it's all about saying, Lord, I may be going in the wrong way on tonight. I may be walking in this way and I should be going another way. I may be thinking on something that I shouldn't be thinking on. But God, I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that people will realize that you are the answer in our life on tonight. You are the one that can take us higher and take us through. We don't have to stay in that same old rut that we always been in, that we can't come out of some situations in our life. And knowing that, I know that I've been in some situations and yet still coming out of some situations. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch minds and touch us all and help us when we pray, like the sister was saying in Matthew 21 and 22, whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believe, and you will receive it. So whenever we pray, and we get asked, help us to believe that we already received that, what we asked for, in your name, Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you tonight, Lord God, and we honor you, and we thank you for all that you are and all that you're doing. We ask you to go into the hospital tonight and touch those people that's lying in a bed of affliction tonight. So many, Lord God, is sick tonight. So many are going through different problems, and some is hooked up to these those machines, Lord God. God, I know, God, that you're able to breathe on them and bring them through, Lord God, in your name, Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you, God, will do the work, God, and I know you will, God, because you already done it. We're not a people that's trying to get healed. We are already healed by your stripes. So we thank you for the word of God. You said by your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, Jesus' name. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you want us to come. That's what you want us to do. You want us to come to you, Lord. You said in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30, you said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, you want people to come. You want them not to just be just going on about their day, but you want people to come and let you get that burden off of them, where they might be burdened down, where they might be needing some help in their life. The word of God said in John 6 and 37, he said, all that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes into me, I will no wise cast him out. So he won't cast you out. If you just come, if you just believe God, if you just trust him, just come to him. That's all you got to do. Come and believe. You don't have to take nothing off. Just come and let him work out the situation in your life. He'll do it. He'll work it out for you. I know he will. He done it for me so many times, and he yet doing some things for me. I praise you tonight, God. I give glory unto you tonight for all that you are and all that you're doing. I pray, Lord God, for all my sisters and brothers on the line, that although they're going through situation, Lord God, they already prayed. They already throwed up the prayer. They already asked for this and that. And God, I know that you are working it out right now in the midst of the prayer that I have already been prayed on tonight. I thank you, God. I thank you so much for just what you're doing. I thank you for the clean water. Those little babies, those little people that don't have the clean water, God, touch them on tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord God, for our prophet on tonight. Our prophet Bird is going through right now, Lord. God, I ask you to touch her, God. Give us strength on tonight, God. Be with her, God, as she goes through. In your name, Jesus. Anybody else, Lord, that's on this line that's going through different situations, even my sister Hubba, God, I pray for the things that she got before you, God. You know her heart, how she always on the prayer line, how she always opened up the prayer line, even when she might not even be feeling good. She don't tell us about it, but she do what God have her to do. I pray for this woman, God, and I pray for my mother, Alexander, Lord God. Continue to bless her and keep her. Look on our sister Willett, God, and her family, Lord God. Oh, God, and Pastor Stem, I pray for her. I pray for her right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for her brother, Lonzo. God, I pray for him in the name of Jesus. Brother Black, Lord God, you know his heart. You know his desire, Lord God. God, bring him forth. Work out these situations. Turn these things around that need to be turned around. And God, I pray, Lord God, for Minister Brenda. Lord, you know her heart. You know what she needs. God, do it for her. Look down on our sister Rachel, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to touch her hand, Lord God. Oh, God, heal her hand in the name of Jesus. Look on Laura. Oh, God, you know this young girl, this young lady that's been on the prayer line, standing on the prayer line for a while. God, be with her. Take her through, Lord God. Open doors. Make way for her in the name of Jesus. Look down on all our children, Lord God, everyone that's on this prayer line. Look on the children. Look on the grandchildren. Look on the great-grand, whoever they may be, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, God, in a day and time like this. We need you. We can't do it by ourselves. If you don't do it, God, it won't be done. But we know you can, Father. We know you can turn things around. When it looks like it can't be done, we know God is all in your hands in the name of Jesus. We give it to you tonight, Lord. We cast those cares on you because we know you cared for us in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you told us in the word that let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He that believe in me, believe also in him. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. He said, I'm going to the prayer place for you. And if I go, I'm coming back again. I'm coming back to get my people. I'm coming back. He said he's coming back. Help us, Lord, to hold on. Keep the faith. Keep trusting in you. Lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. We love you, Lord. I appreciate you, and I thank you. And I ask you to continue, Lord God, to work these things out for us. We realize the word of a Savior is here, the word of God said in Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that he go forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to work these things out. And also look down on Apostle, Lord. Look on Apostle Bird, too. Touch her and each and every one else that I have not even called their names out that might be on the prayer line. Touch each and every one, all the prayer lines, all the prayer warriors, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we give honor to you tonight for your presence on this prayer line, Father. We thank you, Father, for this mighty warrior, Sister BJ, who does not let her flesh override this. Her flesh never overrides, it seems, the spirit, whatever it is and however it is. And all of it hadn't been nice and hadn't been easy and good, but she's on her post, Father. And all these prayer warriors that come on week after week, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, so much power in your word, so much power in these warriors, Father. Thank you, Father, that you allowed me to be among these warriors, because that's what they are, mighty, anointed warriors coming together, not just to pray for themselves and their family, but lifting up mankind everywhere. And I give you glory. I give you praise, Lord, because you're so awesome. One of my sisters said, it's already done. You don't have to do nothing but believe and accept the word. It's already done. You already have received the blessings of Almighty God. But you have to have faith and believe that he does exactly what he says he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And if you do your part, part has already been done. So we come tonight, we just lifting you up, and we want to tell you, Father, that we realize that it's nothing so good that we have done, but it is because of your grace and mercy that we are able to come on this line and lift up men and women, boys and girls all over the land and country, Lord, that somebody, Lord God, will hear these words and will cry, I yield, I can't hold out no longer. I know it's a better way. It's a better way to live. It's a better way to do what you have to do. It's a better way to love. If you just remember that God sent his son into the world to save us. He didn't need saving. He's already saved. He's God. He is God, the second part of the Trinity. He is God. And we just thank him for his mercy. We can't help but thank him for his mercy. If you look back, if I look back, hallelujah, on some of the things that he's brought me through, Lord, I can't help but say, Father, I thank you. And Father, just teach me to love you more and more. I don't know how to love like you love, but Father, I'm willing to learn if you teach me, Father. Hold my hand while I run this race, because I don't want my running to be in vain. And Father, keep us in your word, that we read your word, and the word becomes a part of us. Like all of the people on this line, all of the warriors on this line, the word just flows from them. They remember the scriptures, and they just bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Father, we love you and we praise you. We pray for every family on this line and whatever issues or problems or distresses they might be in, Father. We pray for not only the physical healing, Father, but the mental illnesses also, because the word of God told us to cast our cares upon him, because he cares for us. And that's a fact. He does care for us. If you don't think so, just remember the cross of Calvary. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died for our sins. And Father, we love you. We praise you. We pray for everybody is praying wholeheartedly for the youth of this country, because they've been indoctrinated with so much evil, and it's always in their face, so much evil and so many things demonic are on the scene now. But we pray, Father, for deliverance for them, Father God, that you put somebody in their path to let them know that Jesus is Lord. Father, we praise you, we thank you, we give you honor. We come against all sicknesses and diseases of mind and body and spirit, Lord. We come against all of them by the blood of Jesus and the power of his word. He is a merciful, kind, loving God, and he won't see you just continue in your sin. You say you love him, and he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So, Father, we pray for everybody and everything, even in this country, Lord, where kindnesses are not something that's common anymore. The political world is getting more and more and more like Satan's kingdom. But, Father, we know that you are in charge. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And, Father, we ask that you bless mankind everywhere as far as humanity trods the soil, Lord God, that they will look up and see you, Father. They will look up and see you because you said every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Father, let them do it on their own and come to thee before it's too late. Father, we love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Father, we pray for the fivefold ministry. Father, don't let them become so discouraged that the word is not spread abroad like it should be. Hold them up, Father. Even in their weakest time, we know you can bring us through. You can bring us through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We love you and we praise you. We give you honor. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the sex traffickers. Father, expose them that this will be a thing of the past. No more will people just snatch children and young people, boys and girls, off of the street and use them any way that they want to. Father, you know all about it. You know all about it. And we're asking you, Father, if there's anything we needed to pray for that we neglected to pray for, Father, granted by your grace and your mercy. But we ask all these blessings in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Glorify the Lord for all the powerful prayers. At this time, we're going to see Brother Black and also Elder Johnny May will be after him. Praise the Lord. We'll see if we have any more time after that. Praise the Lord.
God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given unto us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Touch and agree with all the prayers. And Father God, we just thank you right now, God. Yes, Lord, we lift up our youth, our babies, God. Lord, from pre-K all the way to postgraduates, God. Even their bills. And Lord, we lift up the unsaved and the homeless, God. Hallelujah, geographically speaking, wherever they may be, God. Lord, send your angels to encamp around about them. Send ministers to speak to the unsaved, God, that your Holy Spirit will draw them to Jesus, and Jesus will draw them back to the Father. God, we thank you for your blood covering over your body, God. Your entire body, God, and the whosoever that believeth in you shall not perish but have everlasting life, God. We lift up our matriarchs and patriarchs, wherever they may be, in the hospitals, the convalescent homes, the independent living, just even a good old right age in a wheelchair, or just walking around without a wheelchair, God.
because of your grace and your mercy, God. Lord, we just lift them up and kindle their fire. Put a word in them, God, that a change of his lives, God. Paul said, I became all things that I might win some to Christ. God, we just thank you, God, how you're transitioning, how you're transforming, how our minds are being renewed on a daily basis, how you're working a work that no man knows anything about. But as long as we follow you and continue in the way, God, we'll understand it better by and by. God, we just thank you, God. We lift up our military and armed forces all over the face of the earth, God, especially Israel. They're your people, God. Lord, I pray everything be according to your will. And the things that are not what the enemy meant for evil, God, turn it around for our good, Israel's good, in your glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify your holy name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. What? Hallelujah. We just thank and praise you for your keeping power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, we thank and praise you as we come before your throne, Lord God, lifting up the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thanking you, hallelujah, for every praise belong to you. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and honor. Lord, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for how you created us to love you, to worship you, to praise you, to honor you, and to give you glory. Father God, we come in agreement with all the prayers that have gone up tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for keeping our minds in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God. And, oh, God, help us, hallelujah, to continue to encourage others, Lord God. Oh, God, give us wisdom to be soul winners, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us as we come before you, Lord God. We come, Lord, praying for the motherless, praying for the fatherless, Father God, praying for those that are without homes, those that are without hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to encourage their hearts, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, I pray, hallelujah, for those children that have mothers, have fathers, but are hurting and yearning for the love, hallelujah. So, Father, we pray and even for mothers and fathers to love their children and to show compassion unto their children. Hallelujah. We're praying for those mothers that would show their love to some man and neglect their children. We're praying for neglected children, neglected husbands and wives, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying for mankind all over the world, Lord God. Those that have been abused, those that have been misused and mistreated, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let them not take it out on another, God. But, oh, God, help them to take it to you in prayer, Lord God. Oh, Father God, this world, mankind are crying out for help. Lord God, we pray even for the backslider, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. The Bible says that you are married to the backslider. So, Father God, we are praying that those that have left you, hallelujah, let them come back, Lord God, with a heart, a forgiving heart, Lord God, asking you for forgiveness, Lord God, that they'll do the right thing in the sight of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, we pray and we ask you to help us all to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. Help us, hallelujah, to hold on to the faith, Father God. Help us not to be weary, hallelujah, no matter what we're going through. And, Father, we are praying for the weary tonight, Lord God. We are praying for all mankind, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying for, hallelujah, those that don't know you, the lost souls tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Give them a mind to call on the name of Jesus, Lord God. as we're praying for those that are weak in the faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You already told us without faith, it's impossible to please you. And Father, we are a people that want to please you, Lord God. We desire to please you. We desire to lift up the name of Jesus, Lord God. And oh, Father, we are praying for those that are going through in their bodies, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to send your healing power, hallelujah, and heal lung diseases, Lord God. Heal heart diseases, Lord God. Hallelujah. Muscles and joints, Lord God. Renew joints, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, we bind up cancer, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that the enemy tries to use to come against us, Lord God. Obesity, Lord God. Birth defects in the unborn, Lord God. We come against the spirit of sickle cell in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Lost limbs, Lord God. Hallelujah. Heart diseases. Hallelujah. Eardrum diseases. Hallelujah. I heard a prayers go up for aneurysms, Lord God. But, oh, God, I found out that people can have aneurysms in their stomach, in their bowels, Lord God. So we praying for aneurysms in the body. Lord God, we speaking healing over our organs, over our bodies. Hallelujah. From the inside out, in the name of Jesus. Renewed minds, renewed hearts. Hallelujah. Renewed limbs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank and praise you. Hallelujah. That, hallelujah, we are healed, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I think it's the scripture that says healing is the children's bread. So, Father God, we thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for our daily bread. Hallelujah. The word. God, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah. For all things this day. In the name of Jesus. God, we just honor you. Hallelujah. For who you are, Lord God. And, oh, God, we're praying for world leaders all over the world. We pray for all the nations, Lord God. Hallelujah. All the nations, God. Those that have allowed all manner of idolatry to come in. This United States have opened its doors that anything goes. Lord, have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying, hallelujah, for those nations that forgot you, God. Oh, God, give them wisdom, godly wisdom, that they'll remember, hallelujah, and come back to you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we all need you. Hallelujah, God. We know that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. We even praying for the wicked leaders, Lord God. Putin for one. Hallelujah. Lord God, we know you allowed him to go up, and God, you can bring him down. In the name of Jesus, however you do it, God. Do it, Lord God. We're praying for Israel, Hamas, with those that are in war, God, those that are suffering, God, because the innocent that are suffering because of these wars. And, oh, God, yes, we realize you said in your word there will be wars and rumors of war. God, help us. Help us, God. As we look around, we see the time of Jesus is drawing nearer, Lord God. God, we pray even for our spiritual leaders, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to hold them up, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us, hallelujah, as we continue to keep them in prayer, Lord God, because you told us in your word, if at all possible, the enemy would deceive the very elect. So, Father, we ask you to gird them up on every side. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we pray for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. When we look around, so many have become short. Hallelujah. They choosing to go to bedside Baptists instead of assembling themselves together as your word told them. But Father God, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah. For who you are. We thank and praise you for what you're doing in our life. God, we thank you that you are our salvation. You are our strength, God. Hallelujah, Lord. When our enemies come against us, Lord God, you always the one to lift up a standard, Lord God. in the name of Jesus. God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for you not allow no weapon to form against us and prosper, God. We just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for Psalms 91. We plead the blood of Psalms 91 over our lives, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for how you strengthen us, God, how you keep us, Lord God, how you lead us and guide us into all truths, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just ask you to have your way with us. We just thank and praise you for being our light, our salvation. We don't have to fear, Lord God. You're the strength of our life. We don't have to be afraid, according to Psalms 27. When the enemy, the wicked, even our foes come against us to eat us of our flesh, they stumble and fall, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Though a host should encamp against us, our hearts shall not fail. Though war should rise against us, we can be confident in one thing, that we have a desire of the Lord that we will seek after, that we, I can say I, but we may dwell in the house of the Lord just to behold his beauty, hallelujah, and to inquire in his temple. Lord, we just love you. We appreciate you, Lord God. God, we thank and praise you for giving your only begotten Son, hallelujah, that whosoever should call on your name shall be saved, Lord God. Hallelujah. Giving your only begotten Son to that we could be ransomed back to you. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, hallelujah, for giving your only begotten Son. God, we just thank you for all things, for who you are, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for Apostle Hubbard, Lord God. Continue to bless her. Continue to use her. Continue to have her way with her, God. Thank you, God, that she's walking in healing. She's walking by faith, by victory. Thank you for my Apostle Burton. Thank you for all the prayer warriors on this line and every line, Lord God, because you get all the glory out of everything that we say and do. And, oh, God, we thank you. We praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Get all your glory, God. Hallelujah. You get all the glory. In Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you, Father God. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, my brother.
Oh, okay. Father God, we just thank you. I don't know what happened with my phone, but praise God, I'm still here. God, and we just thank you, Lord. Touch and agree with all these prayers, God. Lord, even as we sleep tonight, God, you said in your word you will give your beloved a sweet sleep, a sweet rest. Hallelujah. Your angels camped around your body, God. Hallelujah. Your people, God. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, yes, we lift up our little ones to you, God. Lord, they're covered, Lord, under the umbrella because of our prayers and because of the prayers of their parents, but yet they're your children, God. Age of accountability is not there yet, God. So we speak a covering, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the nations, the wars, and the rumors of wars, God. Lord, we know it's the last days, but Lord, you said you will fend for your people, God. You say you will never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be with us to the ends of the earth. God, we thank you for your angel protection. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that you got us up and we can breathe this morning, God. We thank you for a household we can go to, a car we can drive, God, the activity of our limbs. God, we thank you for the clothes that we wear, the money that we have, God. Lord, because some don't even have a thing, God. But Lord, you bless your people. We appreciate you today. We just worship you now all the days of our life, God. Hallelujah. You're the lifter up of our head. When we're down, your word pick us up. We can encourage ourselves in the word. So God, we just thank you, God, that the promises of God are yes and amen. And you don't fail. You're not a liar. And you are from everlasting to everlasting. And we thank you that you allowed us to be a part of your body. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise your name. At this time, the time that we have left, we're going to go ahead and use that, utilize that time, our prayer request or praise report, but prayer request we want to go ahead and take now in the name of Jesus and give God glory and honor for the anointing on the prayers tonight and even for the equipment of the Spirit, for the recognizing of the time. Thank God for the deal online. Praise the Lord. At this time, we receive your request.
We have a request for prayer for my sister Wiggins, that she's been strengthened. She has cancer. And the next sister, Dulap, found out cancer also. So a prayer for those two sisters.
Say the names again, Mother.
Dulap, D-U-N-L-A-P. Dulap.
Dunlap.
Uh-huh.
And who else?
Just prayer. And Wiggins. This is Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, Wiggins.
Okay, Wiggins.
Uh-huh. And both of them is the same thing. False spirit of cancer attack their body.
All righty, praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take that prayer request. Now, Brother Black, would you pray for both of those, Sister Wiggins and Sister Dunlap? Cancer. Cancer
and Alzheimer's. Okay, we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, cancer is not of you. There's no sickness, disease, no infirmity, no weakness in heaven. So we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. We're the healed, and the enemy is trying to put sickness on us. We don't receive that. You are an illegal alien right here on our bodies and in our bodies. You can't plant that stuff. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And we speak now in the power and authority of the word of God. Sickness, the cancer, you go. Every fiber of their beings be restored right from the way it was before that you try to put sickness on them. We rebuke you, bind you spirits up, spirits of cancer, we speak to you, and we cast you back to the pits of hell from which you came. Now we loose the virtuous healing of the word of God. Every fiber in their being be restored totally and it as if it was no cancer at all ever even talked about. God,
Jesus,
we thank
Jesus,
you for your healing virtue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else for prayer? Well, I make a request. I would pray for Porty right now. I'm going to pray for all our children and grandchildren, but he just fell in my spirit. So we're going to pray for Corey right now, for the Lord to bless and encourage her heart, to continue to keep her focused, continue to keep her body, keep her mind. We pray God to keep her covered in school, keep her covered, glory to God, in all of her endeavors. And I pray, glory to God, that every doubt, foul spirit of the enemy that come against her mind or come against her, we bind it up and cast it out and send it back to the dry place from whence it came. We pray for our parents. We pray for the whole family. We just pray, glory to God, that you're blessed in a special way. We pray for the sister. Imani's daughter, little Zaire, God, while she's teething. God, we thank you that it's a blessed baby, good baby. Glory to God, asleep well, but we pray for the irritation as with those gums, glory to God, but been cutting for the last 3 months, but now all of a sudden it must be getting ready to be a breakthrough. For I pray, God, that you'll bless and calm those gums down, let it come through without having any complications or problems with that. And we just bless you, and we just pray for all our great, 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 and everyone. I thank God for those women of God, even through the night, that's already been praying. Praise the Lord, and just finished praying, all of them, for all of our children all around the globe, and praying, God, to continue to bless each one of our prayer warriors, to continue to strengthen them, bless them, encourage them to stay on their post, but bless all their endeavors and even those things, Lord, in the heart they don't even speak much about or say anything about. Just believing, God, this is the year for manifestation, and God, continue to bless and use them, because I know in his word he has not forgotten their labor of love, especially when they're staying on that post in spite of. So we bless the Lord. We're praying even for this anniversary, ninth year. After a while, we'll be going into our 10th year. But we are thanking the Lord for what he's already done, what he's doing, and we are praying that we will get a time this year that we will be able to get together and celebrate just because of all that you've done and doing. And even that celebration can even have a gift with it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done and doing, and we thank you, Lord God, for your protection, your blood covering, the shield, glory to God, that you keep on us every day, going in and out the various places. Pray for Carmelita. Thank God for her 44th birthday yesterday. Her husband make it back from Atlanta tonight. We pray safe travel on that road with no hurt, harm, or danger. And why Archie over in Texas for these 3 days on from his job, for the engineers servicing whatever he has to do out there, that he'll make it back safely with no problem as he travels as well and keep his household as well. We thank God for every one of us. Thank God for all he's done. I pray a special prayer for Robert after Pastor Mother Alexander's boys, glory to God, how they will definitely take care of their mother, glory to God, a widow woman, but most of all because she's a blessed woman and because she's poured so much into them that wherever they, even though they're in different states, thank God even for a special one that's even the closest one, when it's Johnny on the spot need to be there, he's there. Thank God for what God is doing in their lives as well. We thank God for all of our children, as you all already prayed, God, and their children and their offsprings and whatever. But we just thank God, glory to God, for this time that we can come together and pray sincerely to give God glory, praise, and honor for all that he does every day. While we are praying, he's taking care of those things behind the scenes on our behalf. Because as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you said everything else would be added. Then you said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And many times you answer before we even call. So we just glorify you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering us. Oh, and forgive me. Glory to God. If there is another prayer request, a couple of lines was not open, and we're getting ready to open them right now, that if there is something that needs to be said, glory to God, for their request, forgive me. Use another device and let it slip my mind. We have about five other people's lines been open. If you got a request, we want you to go ahead and make it now.
I have a request. Praise God. Can
Mother
you hear me, God?
Yes,
Olga.
Ma'am. Mother Olga. Yeah.
Yeah, the devil has just come to my family. My son got a stroke, road walking. He's in the hospital, cannot talk, cannot speak. And then, my daughter.
You say your son got a stroke?
My daughter was just gone, and the fire has burned her everywhere.
Oh, no.
My daughter-in-law, she just burned everywhere. The skin is off.
Oh, no.
So, put me in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Mother Willette, did you hear that?
I heard daughter-in-law was burned really bad, and her son cannot talk.
I had a stroke.
He had a stroke?
Yes.
He was just walking from
Okay, we're going to pray for him. Now, is that his wife who was burned?
No. The brother's wife.
Oh, okay. That's another daughter-in-law. Okay, well, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, that you've heard Sister Ulsa's request regarding her son who's had a stroke. In the name of Jesus, we do pray for him, Father God, and we thank you that, yep, afflictions come, but they don't have to stay because of what your word says, Father. We're praying that her son will be restored to a full recovery in Christ Jesus' name. We pray no weapon formed against him shall prosper. God, we pray that you speak to that brain cells and cause it to, Lord God, begin to restructure itself to function back so that he'll have full mobility, Lord God, and the ability to be completely restored in Christ Jesus' name. Based off your word, praise God, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 30 and verse 2, praise God, where we cry out to you, Father God, and you heal us in Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch her son from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And, Lord God, grant her request in Christ Jesus' name. And, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the daughter-in-law, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that supernaturally you release your virtuous healing power in her body. First, take out that pain from the burn in Christ Jesus' name. And we speak, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us should prosper. We pray for a full recovery, Lord God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We plead the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, this demon of affliction, Lord God. And we pray, oh God, for divine deliverance and healing. We pray, oh Lord God, for her. We pray for both her Miss Ulcer's son and her daughter-in-law, and we lift them up to you. God, you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And we pray, Father God, for a complete recovery. We pray, oh, Father God, that there's nothing horrible. Her color will come back to it herself, Father God, and there's nothing but a trace of where she was burned. We pray that you'll restore her skin back to the normal shade that it's supposed to be in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray for your divine healing, and we thank you that the sick are the healed. Even those who go through terrible things like this, we pray, God, for complete restoration and a full recovery in the name of the Lord Jesus, because you said, ask, and it will be given you. And we're praying, believing by faith, that it is so and it is done in Jesus' name, because we pray with expectation that it's already so, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, and touch Miss Ulcer, and Lord God, give her strength and let her continue to walk by faith and trust that you want the very best for her and her family in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Elsa, and you did it all covered already, and I just pray her heart and the burden be lifted off her heart too as well. Thank the Lord. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Anyone else that have a prayer request, we want to take it now.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
First of all, I want to give God honor because he is who he say he is, and he would do just what he said he'd do. I just
Amen.
Want y'all to keep touching and agreeing with me. My finger, my middle finger on my left hand is swollen, and he wanted to just start cutting my hand, and I told him no thank you. So this doctor here, he's here in Lumberton, and he's saved. He says, no, we're not cutting your hand. He says, let me try giving you an injection. Steroid. And as he began to do it, I began to pray. He joined in and prayed with me. Y'all, I didn't feel the need to go in. God is God all by himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's awesome. My finger, it's my left hand, and for some reason, the enemy trying to take the use of my hand. But he's a lying wonder. God made my hand whole. It is whole. And I keep saying it every day. My hand is the whole. God made these hands. And when he made these hands, they were whole and they still are whole. I keep trying to open and shut, open and shut. It wants it sometimes when I put it under water,
it was shut all the way up. But when I take it out for a while, long period of time, I cannot shut my hand all the way down, make a fit. But I believe in God that any day now, any moment now, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It is so. I will, too, be completely healed. I don't have no doubt. And I want y'all to touch in with me. I'm going through a lot of other things. And I want y'all to pray that God give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and give me the strength because I am his equal. Sometimes eagles they fly low when they going through, but I'm gonna soar again. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am an eagle of the Lord. Yes, I am, and I do belong to Him. Yes, I do, and that's why I go through so many trials and tribulations to make me who I am, who He wants me to be able to tell somebody that God can and He will do it, and I know He'll do it. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you. Woo.
Praise your name, Jesus.
I just want y'all to keep me in prayer. Just keep me locked in prayer. The enemy will not win.
He will not. Praise God. We're going to ask Elder Johnny May to pray and take those prayer requests for you about the, even though the Lord bless him, we still believe in God for what the doctor, the saved doctor, was injected and also the therapy you're going to have, but also, like you said, the other issues, and that you will have full use of that hand and cancel those other assignments of the enemy. Elder John Amir, you still on the phone? Has she gone? All righty then. I think she must have just dropped off then. Father, in Jesus' name, I do thank you already for the prayers that have already gone forth for my sister and even the praise report about the doctor that she has now that is saved and go out praying with her in agreement for her healing. And we're standing with her on her determination. And you prove yourself so many times that by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wing. You sent your word. She has received it and has the manifestation of testimonies that we believe in with her agreement with prayer today, that the testimony of the power of God in operation for that hand, and the enemy will not have her afflicted or have her where she is handicapped, where she can't move and operate her fingers, her hands, her limbs, in the name of Jesus. We come against that attack that even tried to come up against her foot, in the name of Jesus. He's a lie in the blood of Jesus. We cancel any generational curse, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme to come up against her, in the name of Jesus, be eradicated, and all the other schemes that he's been having. God, I pray that she continue to stand on your word, and we can stand with her, and I pray, God, that you continue to speak your word. This too shall pass. The heat might be on right now. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Ah, that rod and that staff that cover me. We thank you, Lord God, that you promised already that you never leave us nor forsake us. So we serve notice on you, Satan, and all your little cohorts and every setup, every lie, every plot, every plan, every scheme. We go rebuke you, bind you, and loose you from your assignment. Every foul spirit now, be loose from her and go back to the dry places from which came. I pray against any foul spirit coming in her sleep to interrupt her sleep or any pain that comes from it in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that the joy of the Lord continue to be her strength and that she continue to stand in spite of the pain. But nevertheless, this too shall pass and it start diminishing every day. God, I'm believing you and I bind up the transferring spirits and reoccurrences. Seem to be okay for a minute, come back. We cancel that assignment too as well. God, we just thank you for the covering over all of us as we pray different people and everything. We bind up the attacks of the enemy to try to come up against our bodies, our lives, our families, and whatever. Go back to the dry place in which you came. We lose God's blessings because we stand on the promises of God and we walk in his authority and his power. And we love you, Father. We bless you and we thank you for the manifestation that we shall hear from all these praise reports that's on its way now to be manifest in the earth realm and in these bodies. In the name of Jesus, covers all under the blood. And we bind up every foul spirit of every lie and every spirit of deception to try to bring doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. Even in our weakness, give us strength, strong to be able to stand, to hold fast to your word by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Pastor BJ, I have some Okay.
Okay.
When I was coming home this while ago, I heard Aunt Magdalene praying, and in between Aunt Magdalene praying and the next sister that prayed, all I could hear was victory. Victory, victory. And the song fell in my spirit. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Today, victory is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. And also, Psalms 136 fell in my spirit. It's a long verse. But to sum it all up, it's the thanksgiving to God for his enduring mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So that was my mother. You said, and the sister that prayed after her was Pastor Sims.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, then. Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Pastor Sims still there or not? We'll pass that way.
Thank you.
Okay, praise God. Praise God. And what was
thank
the scripture
you.
That you said for them here in victory is mine? So whatever the circumstance is, they got the victory. So what was the scripture that you said was kind of long? We just take the scripture and write that down.
Psalms 136. Oh, give thanks
to the
Lord for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to God, God, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great light, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. Do you want me to stop out?
Yeah, not the whole chapter, because if it's long, but I was just saying to give the verse. I should have said give verse, but thank you for even giving that portion of it, although being
yes.
out hearing. But just for that chapter is what you wanted them to read.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
thank
then.
You, Jesus.
So the next time we'll just be saying, if there's certain scriptures that say the scripture and the chapter and the scripture and whatever like this right here, or if it's a chapter, just say the whole chapter. And that way, whoever, you know, God has given you that word for, they can go back and read it that way. Because this is something that's long, we can't, you know, especially if it's over 10, 15, 20 verses, you know.
Right.
Then that way they can just go ahead and read for themselves, not unless it was one or two verses. So bless the Lord for what we already heard, and thank God for the word that he gave you for whatever it is, the purpose that they needed to hear, and what purpose, glory to God. He even gave glory to God even for that song. We thank God and give him praise. We don't take nothing for granted, and God, the enemy, don't tell nobody. That's for sure. So we thank God for you for sharing that.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just like to thank you.
Praise God. Now, next speaker, praise God, well, for this month on the, what was I was telling y'all last night, the love, what I said, oh, God, what did I say last night, love?
Love and blessings.
Love and blessings.
Love and
grace. Love and blessings for this month right here. So you're the next speaker, Mother McCormick, and that will be on the fourth
mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Love you say, what were the top, what I have to speak for, love or love what?
Love and blessing, whatever God gives you under love and blessing.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Praise God. Well, Father, we do bless you tonight for the word, for
for all the prayers that went forth, the encouragement and everything else that was said, and the power, the anointing, and the testimonies, but most of all, how you move in miraculous in force, being on one accord to intercede on the various people, glory to God, and things even in our own lives. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. Thank you for Mother McCormick as you bless this evangelist where she get ready to bring forth the breaking the bread of life, God. We pray you continue to stir, bind up anything that will try to hinder or come against her or family. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping all of us. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing tonight for all the blessings, glory to God, that added rich and making no sorrow, the things that we're anticipating of expectancy to come. We're thanking you right now in the name of Jesus that it will be manifested. Amen. Praise God. And we're thanking you again to bless little Zaire, to bless those gums and those teeth, glory to God, as they cut through those gums in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for all that you've done and doing. And we celebrate you, Jesus, as we magnify your name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is mercy endureth forever. Amen and amen. All right, ladies and gents, we pray blessings upon you, angels be encamped. Have a blessed and wonderful week in anticipation of expectancy for the next time we meet. Be in consideration of prayer. I'll go out for the Eagles to get together this year as well, and maybe if we need to, we can combine it all. Praise God, even the celebration for another year. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So keep that in mind, whether we're closer to the time we did before, the end of August, or whether we go back into September, however it is, just pray God the blessings upon this thing that we can get together in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
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 All right, celebrating Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. I don't remember that song, so I'm going to leave it like that. Have thine own way. Praise God. Be blessed. Have a wonderful night, and we'll look forward to talking with y'all soon.
Shalom.
I love you. Shalom. Have thine own way.